This is Mark. Is this Cato?
Hey, Mark. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing, and things could not be better.
Well, your 15 minutes of fame still stretching out there.
I'm in the 16th minute.
Unbelievable. Well, we all get to know who you were through the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah.
And what was that like for you in terms of, you know, being your house guest for him, and all of a sudden you were a national celebrity and kind of some people around the country made fun of you as well? I mean, it must have been a little bit difficult, but maybe fun,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, Mark, in California, anybody that can score a guest house, it's like the best place to live. And who would have known what was going to happen in the, of course, with all the events. But the kids loved me, and that's what it was. I never worked for OJ. I wasn't the pool boy or anything. I just was the guy in the guest house. And that's how it all happened. Then, you know, whenever the media started, I couldn't really argue with them, because if I did, it was sort of like the snowball effect of, why is Cato even trying to... As soon as the media gets you and makes fun of you, you might as well just let it play out.
Exactly. But the interesting thing is that there's a byproduct of that. I mean, you know, when you're going through it, it's not much fun. But on the other hand, now there's nobody in this country that doesn't know who Cato Kaelin is.
Right. I guess so. And you know what? I've had my Screen Actors Guild card for over 20 years. I wasn't conceived by O.J. Simpson. I became famous because of this trial, but my goals are still the exact same as they were 11 years ago. I've been trying this career forever. Things are fantastic. I work for National Lampoon in the comedy development. I've always loved comedy, and that's how I got this new, you know, strip poker show. I thought, I've been playing poker my whole life. I said, let's do strip poker. It's going to catch. So we did the National Lampoon strip poker, which is on in demand right now in June and pay-per-view in July.
You know, it's interesting. It's a great, I was watching clips of it, and it's a lot of fun. And I've always wondered why no one, you know, especially like a cable company, didn't pick up on the idea of strip poker. What better right now? All these kids, including my own son, who's 13, they love this Texas Hold'em stuff, and
yeah,
it's huge. And of course, everybody loves, you know, sexy women, or even men. I mean, they could do one with men
great?
As well.
It's like the best thing ever, and I get to host it, so
exactly,
it's fantastic. So there's just so much that's going on with the poker phenomena. I was in the, you know, part of that WPT. I'm in a big tournament on the 18th. So, I mean, I really know the game of poker. So, and I really know stripping, too. But, you know, why not put those together? It's like I got chocolate on my peanut butter.
Exactly. It made a lot of sense. And I think that they might have, you know, the women are okay. There's a couple of them are real hot. But the vicinity, the place is great. I've been to Hedonism. I love that place.
Yeah, you know, and LA, of course, you know that if you have an A cup, you can actually park handicap. So we try to make sure that all the girls are, you know, they're all fitness models. And I think the show you probably saw was with the Six Girls, Fania, and Taylor.
Yeah.
There's a few other shows that come out. They just get better and better and better.
Yeah, I would assume that they do, because, of course, the first one's always the toughest to cast and everything, and then once it's out there, everybody else wants to be part of it, so.
Yeah, so you've been to Hedonism, huh?
I have, yeah. Yeah.
On the nude side or the prude side?
No, the nude side. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I was on the prude side, but I snuck over to the nude side wearing my clothes, and I just saw... I saw people having sex that I would never want to see having sex.
That's the problem. See, the problem with hedonism is that you want to think there's going to be all hot people there. When I was there, you know, there was like all old people.
Yeah,
and you want their clothes on. You want them to put their clothes on.
Exactly.
You know?
Please don't strip.
It was composed mostly of huge women.
Yeah.
Who wanted some attention, and guys that were like 80 years old.
Yeah, it's like some of the people that actually cannot get into the mansion.
Yeah, it was really... it was,
but you know, there are some very hot ones, too.
There was.
We were on the prude side, and I'm telling you, we had an audience around our tables that everybody was watching. It was like the place. Everybody from the nude beach came over to the prude side because it was, you know, first of all, we had so many... We had Fred Stoller, the comedian, there, and it was just great stuff. Funny.
Fred is... you can't get much more nerdy than that guy.
Yeah. Oh, so you saw the whole show.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah,
I mean, you saw the guest house. They slide down nude into the
yes,
my guest
and
house.
Of course, it's the Cato Kaelin guest house.
Exactly.
Appropriately named. I like that. I mean,
I thought
it was a cool...
Mark.
It's a cool idea, Cato. I like, you know, first of all, I'm a big National Lampoon fan from Animal House on. And and even the little comic that was inside this thing, it was hilarious about the dog getting fixed.
A show called Icebox. They're very popular.
Was one from the about a dog getting fixed. It was hilarious.
Yep.
So,
I start a film tomorrow with National Lampoon called Dorm Days 2, Semester at Sea. So I'm casting that. And the big news is September, have a nation, you know, nationwide show coming out called Eye for an Eye that I'm hosting. It'll be all over the country, and I believe you might be broadcasting in Boston. We'll be in the WB there. It's called Eye for an Eye. It's a judge, Extreme Akeem, with these real cases that have real people, that they're real funny, and the judge does not give out any monetary settlements. Basically, it's he awards the litigants the punishments of that fit their crime. So we shatter car windows, we shave heads, we chainsaw big screens.
So now you're saying things. We? Who, are you the bailiff?
I'm the host of the show. Host the show, and it's nationwide September.
That's
basically,
cool.
It's Judge Judy meets Jerry Springer meets Fear Factor.
Now, who's the judge on the show?
His name's Extreme Akeem. He's a real judge, Akeem Anastapolo, but we call him the Extreme Akeem.
Wow. So you get to be on that show. That's great. WB
that's going to be all over the country. That's a biggie, biggie for me. It's going to be a national show Monday through Friday.
So now you get all this exposure. Now tell me what's Dorm Days about. Tell me about that.
Dorm Days is there was the first Dorm Days, which I never had seen, and it's basically college kids that go to Semester at Sea and have a huge sort of like an American Idol on a cruise ship.
And what is your role in that?
My role will be playing the Simon Cowell character.
Oh.
During this thing. So it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just been great. I also have a new show that's going to be syndicated all over the country, too. It's called Bikini Destinations. You're going to hate me for this, but I get to travel with the most beautiful girls of the world to exotic locations. I've done three of these, and I'll continue to do them throughout the entire year, and we just go to all the hottest nightclubs in different countries, from Thailand to Cannes, France to Vegas, and then we go out to the beach and the girls do their modeling.
See, it sounds to me like I should try to be your house guest.
You know what? I've got room. I've got room. You can live behind my place.
There you go. See the things change. Now, you mentioned before that you really worked with OJ's kids, and they seem to be really nice kids. Do you get to see them at all?
No. I've got no contact with anybody in the trial at all. And I think it's best that way. And, you know, I have totally moved on. And I think the people everybody should move on.
Yeah, but I mean, you were at one point really close to Sidney and his, you know.
Well, I have a daughter that was close to the kids. And, no contact. We're in Florida, so I'm in Los Angeles.
So does your daughter still live with you?
No, my daughter is going to college already.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Now, does she have any...
that awkward age where I'm old enough to date her friends. So it's kind of difficult right now.
Does she have any showbiz in her blood?
Completely. She's did every play in high school. She was the leads, and she is hysterical. So
we have another Kaylin in the business?
I hope so. She did a small film just this past few months ago, and she did it with an actress named Monique, and she's pretty funny. They cast her because she's funny.
We're talking about funding National Lampoon's Strip Poker's on In Demand on pay-per-view right now.
No, it's In Demand in June, and then pay-per-view in July.
Ah, okay.
I guess they're two different, depending
things,
what state you're in.
All right.
I'm in a state of shock. How about you?
Yeah, that's where I usually am, the state of bliss or completely spacewalking or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where I am half the time. But you got a movie out, you get the pay-per-view thing, you got the TV show.
Yeah,
what would you like to do that you haven't had a chance to do yet?
You know what? I've never been busier. Every day until July 31st, I am booked with something to do. And it's just terrific. I've got a little thing on VH1 right now with Ben Stein called Game Show Moments Gone Bananas.
I saw that. I actually watched that. That was great.
It's just these little things that there's just so much that goes on, and I'm very accessible, so people will call me directly. They don't need to go through my lawyer.
There you go. Yeah.
And
do you have your own website?
I do not. We do have a website for the Eye for an Eye. It's going up right now, and I think it's eyeforaneyetv.com.
Okay.
And you'll see a lot of stuff happening with that one coming up because, like I said, it's also a National Lampoon produced show, Eye for an Eye.
Oh, you need a internet site, CatoKalin.com.
It's coming up. It's being worked on.
Yeah, because you need to have your photos in there and all these shows.
I'm going to sell my hairbrush.
Yeah, you could. You could do that. Yeah, you could. But I mean, you can have little videos of all the stuff you're in little clips. It'd be kind of a cool thing to do.
Maybe you can mail me out with that. We'll talk later.
Well, I got to get the house. The house first. The house guest role. then I'll go over and do some web stuff.
No, you got your own radio show. You're a big shot.
I'm a big shot only in Boston, though. Around the rest of the country, we only have 9.5 million listeners. That's all. So.
Jeez, we'll have 9.5 million subscribe here.
Yeah,
go to, in demand strip poker, National Lampoon strip poker. You can actually see the girls if they want to go online to nationallampoon.com, and they can see, you know, what they're going to order before they even have to order.
Oh, really? Nationallampoon.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting to note that it depends on people's tastes, you see. There's a girl I remember named Taylor with massive real breasts.
Real.
And then there was a woman who had a very, very physically fit body and very small breasts.
Yep, that's the handicap parking.
Yeah, and it's but
quite small.
But some people
you know
like that.
For a living, that girl's a strip. She teaches strippers how to dance.
Exactly. Yeah. She does exotic dance lessons. And I thought that was kind of cool, but, you know, to each his own. Everybody has their own likes and dislikes.
Yeah. And yeah. You know what? We have, we've got 18 girls, so there's going to be, three shows we did.
So they can all go to nationallampoon.com. Is your photo up there as well?
My photo is not.
No photo of Cato Kaelin over at nationallampoon.com?
There is not. You know what? Request it.
I think people should bombard them.
I
get all the hackers out there to bombard the site and knock it down until they get the photo. I better not say that.
They can see me live, almost live, on Game Show Moments Gone Bananas. It airs consistently.
Yeah, it's always on that thing. I've seen it a couple of times. Is it only one episode, or is there more than one?
They've got a few of them they did.
Yeah, because I think I've seen two different versions, and I know you pop up in it. I thought it was kind of cool. Now, what was that, just going there a couple of days and doing a couple quick tapings?
Been there like for 4 hours, that's it.
Yeah.
4 hours, I never actually am working with Ben Stein. I'm just tossing to him.
Is a big paycheck for that or no?
It's good, pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I got to claim it.
Now, in terms of like a pay-per-view thing here, do you get a percentage of what they bring in?
Boy, don't want to discuss my financial, but I am a producer on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you own
producer
part of the show.
Producer and a host on it.
Okay, so you got some of the ownership. That's good.
So things are good. Things,
that's
I mean,
the way you got
to
do it.
The company to work for, you cannot have a job that you go and you like laughing. It's the job for you.
And I noticed your T-shirt said you were single, so you're still looking, huh?
Still looking. Things are okay, though.
I'm sure they're more than okay. Yeah.
I'm footloose and fiancé free.
Yes. I think that when you're on TV and doing movies and doing this and that, that women like that. They're naturally attracted to that, so.
Yeah, you know, I called my girlfriend in bed with another man, and I was just crushed, so I just said, you know, get off of me, you two. You can use that one. Mark, are we still on?
No, we're not. We just cut out. The FCC just stepped in and took us off the air. But, no, Cato, it's a pleasure talking to you, as it always will be. And hopefully, when Eye for an Eye comes on and some of these other things, maybe you'll keep in touch with us and come on again.
Mark will be promoting that around the country in a bus, so I will definitely stop in Boston.
All right.
And all over. So best to you, and in demand, National Lion Putin Strip Poker.
Take care.
Stand, my friend.
Hey, and you're saying for all the women out there, I'll bet you one of these days they will do a man's one.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Do you want a deal?
I don't want to have anything to do with it. The women's one, I'd be
exactly.
happy to participate in. The guys,
thank
no
God
thanks.
You said that.
Yeah. All right, take care, Cato.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.